Welcome to Sounds of the Bizarre podcast special. This is one of a series of podcasts providing the presentations from a symposium at the World Summit on the Knowledge Society conference held in Crete in September 2009. The symposium was around personal learning environments. In this presentation, Tobias Nelkner explains an infrastructure for intercommunication between widgets in personal learning environments. In part of his presentation, he refers to a demonstration. If you want to watch the demonstration, you can also see his slides which accompany this podcast.
My presentation is a bit more technically because we come from the Mature Consortium and our work's ending with PLMEs, it's Personal Learning and Maturing Environments. The project is dealing with developing and maturing of knowledge. And without going in detail of the theoretical detail, we thought about meshing up PLEs and what do we have, what is standard today, and what, where can we go to? So what should be our objectives and aims in the project? And we thought about mashups like iGoogle or NetVibes, as Ricardo has presented before, and we thought it's the easy approach, meshing up in iGoogle, having two widgets, for example, or several widgets. You just can place them. You can have a look on your weather. You can have a look on Google Maps. This is well known. And we thought only having this widget is nice. They provide more functionality, but let's try to combine them. Let's try to use the data in one widget also in another one. Just transfer the data. So what you could achieve, for example, it's only an example, what you could achieve is you have a calendar and you know you want to go to this conference, and you could also have a photo widget. It's for booking flights. What you can do is, you enter this date of the conference, Opodo can have a look which flights are going to Rania at this date, and if Opodo finds a flight, you can book your train if you need it, and you can also have a look in Google Maps, just where is it. Yeah. The calendar entry pushes the data to Opodo. Opodo can push it to your train bookings and to Google Maps. We started this approach. We tried to implement it. We have implemented it. Not this special case, but in another scenario. And there were other projects that have done this too. So, for example, EaseWeb, it's a Spain consortium, I think. They've done similar things. And the idea is to connect several widgets and exchange data between them. But from our point of view, one of the most problematic approaches in these mashup PLEs is they're often browser-based and only browser-based. But on the other hand, you still use Microsoft Office, you still use Mozilla Thunderbird for emails, you still use Sunbird, for example, for managing your calendar entries. And the idea was just to close the gap between your browser PLE approach, mashup approach, and the desktop approach. So we said, just transfer this technique or develop a technique that provides us with the possibility not only connecting widgets on the browser, but connecting all your applications you like to use. And this means it's between kinds of application, between types of application. What I want to show you is one example. So had to take a video of it because a screencast, because the internet doesn't work at the moment. And what you see is a browser on this browser page with a widget in it. It's a search widget. You see, just take a search. And this is another application. It's a tech cloud. Just presenting tech clouds. You know this. And what happens is, well, you can imagine the search is done and you see the tech cloud in a completely other application. Another example for this is completely other example. What you see here is, I wanted to show you a mobile approach, just going mobile on this point, at this point, because this technique allows us going mobile too. Just sending a message from your mobile phone to another application on your desktop or on another person's desktop. As internet type one here, I had to simulate it with a browser. The idea is, we have here a browser, a web page, and here just a small text field to enter a message. This is a Java application, completely other technique, and it's a chat application. It's just for typing messages. We don't want to innovate a new chat system or something like this. It's just a very good opportunity and very good application just to test the technique. So, I mean, you can imagine what happens now. So, I type in a message just to give you the example. Send it in my browser and it disappears. It's fantastic for us. It's fantastic. I mean, we haven't understood now which possibilities we really have with it. But what we've done at the moment is we just created we call it Widget Server. It's a platform to virtually organizing widgets, which can interact and intercommunicate with each other in these groups. And we think it's just a value added because you can work in a flow. You can use the results of that you got in one widget in another. And for developers, it's an easy technique. You just can provide an API. And it's implemented in the structure you have in maybe 10 minutes. Developing time, okay, the first time you need 10 minutes to understand it, and then you have 10 minutes to develop it. And really a clue for us is the kind of configuration. So you, of course, you have to say, which widget should communicate with which other. And you have two possibilities. The first one is, it's intuitive. For example again, imagine you could have a kind of interface where you say, okay, I have four widgets in this case, and what I do, I just take my mouse and click on the first widget, draw such a line, do another one, and the server knows, okay, they are connected. No problem. This is what we call pre-configuration, because you, as user, you start at this at the configuration pool of your choice, and you just draw the lines, say which communicates with one or which other. The other possibility is a kind of on-the-fly configuration. If you imagine you have a PLE, a mashup, like iGoogle, and they could communicate not by saying, okay, this should be communicated with this and this and this, not the all this configuration stuff, just drag and drop them together. And if they are connected physically, like these are, like these are, they can exchange data. Then I have also a video for this. Okay. What you see, you know this this search widget, we've seen it before. This is a collaboration widget. It's meant to talk about the resource. Well, it doesn't matter this the functionality, but it's just that several people can talk about a topic. And this tech cloud you've seen before. And the idea is you just drag it to the search widget and you get the tech cloud visualization. That's it. And then you can take it, just drag it to the collaboration widget, and it changes. It takes the data of this one. And then maybe you can combine it, the search widget, to the tech cloud, and you click on Berlin, and it searches in Google for Berlin. I mean, you can also combine it in another way. It snaps together, and you can search for the text. Let's see, but you can search for the text that is in this communication approach. So they are really easily switchable.
Time's up.
Yeah. Last conclusions. So it is an infrastructure that allows us to connect our widgets, and it's easy to implement, and it, from our point of view, it closes the gap between browsers, browser mashups, and desktop widget approaches. And the only thing we need is kind of specification for these widgets, because the aspect that data is going in and out, it's just a technical point, but this requires a kind of specification that goes a bit beyond the W3C widget specification that is available now. Yeah, that's from my side.
Sounds of the Bazaar was recorded live in Crete. It was engineered in the Pontedusky Studios. Sounds of the Bazaar is released under a Creative Commons license.